Let's get started. Let's get continued in Siman Kufzad Yalev, which last time all we did in Kufzad Yalev is nothing in the Shulchan Aruch. We just went through the sugya and tried to set it up for ourselves, what the shitos in Tanayim were, what the different ukimtos in the Gemara were, and what the shitos in Rishonim are. So that hopefully prepares us to be able to go through the Mechaber, the 2 days in the Ramah, the Nosikelim, you know, to be able to figure out how this all plays out, la halacha. And spoiler alert, the short answer is the way it all plays out, la halacha, is that even according to the most machmir opinion, we're going to end up being mekel and everything. But let's show how we get there. Let's start with a quick chazar of what we've done. Let's quickly review. So again, the Gemara made this distinction between standing and sitting, and the Gemara said standing makes the urine go all the way back up to the makar and get some dam. So it probably doesn't really mean that, because it can't, right? Meaning it probably means that the urine is not free to flow out, and therefore it just sort of hangs out in the area where dam might be coming through, and it might pick up some dam before it actually leaves the body. Okay, but whatever it means that there's a chashash when a woman is standing, that there's actual dam in a makar, and then it's not just that she has some sort of kidney disease or something like that, or a UTI or something like that, where the dam is not coming from the makar. Then the Gemara made this ukimta, that only if she's sitting on the rim of the toilet seat, streaming urine into the toilet seat and found blood in the toilet. Only in that case is it obvious that the blood is in the urine and therefore from the kidneys and not from the makar, and only then is she not in nida. But that the simple reading of the Gemara is that ukimta is shitas Rabbi Meir. It's an ukimta in explaining shitas Rabbi Meir. But the Gemara then, after spending all that time on Shitas Rabbi Meir, paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's metaher. So the Shitas Rabbi Meir is that you need absolute proof that it was in the urine in order to be metaher. That short of absolute proof, you have to assume tamei. But again, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So the simple reading of Rabbi Yossi, which is how we paskin, is that any dam with meraglayim is mutter. And that this whole simon could be a very quick sentence, that if you find dam in urine, mutter. No discussions, no standing, no sitting, no mashtin, no maznekas, I don't care. The mutter, tahar, she's tahar, no matter what. And that is, in fact, the Shitas HaRambam, that is Shitas Ramban, that is Shitas HaRashba, meaning many of the Rishonim that we're used to basing our Psak Halacha off of hold that way, like the simple reading of the Gemara. However, other Rishonim, who we also base Psak Halacha, Tosos and the Rush, say that there are two factors over here. There's sitting versus standing, and then there's Maznakas or Shosasas. And maybe, while Rabbi Meir holds you need both factors in order to be Metaher, you need Tarti Lutivusa in order to be Metaher, Rabbi Yossi holds that one or the other is enough to be Metaher. You just can't have Tarti Lureyusa. So as long as you have Tarti Lureyusa, then it's even Rabbi Yossi is going to be Metame. So that is Shita number two, right? So you have the Shita of the Rambam, the Rashban Torah Abayis, the Raivin Abali Nefesh, the Ramban, and many, many of the Gedolei Harishonim that say just Tahar across the board. I think we mentioned last time, the Tshuva Saran, did we mention that last time? Tshuva Saran is like a little Knech on that Shita's Harambam Ramban V'chulei. That if she was Yoshevus and Maklachas L'toch Emtza Hasafal, Ksha'amda Nimtza Dam Al Hasafal Bulvad Harehi Temeya. That if she finds it on the edge of the seat, because it proves that Dam Yotza Min HaMakor La'achar Shetomu HaMayim. That if she knows that she was streaming into the middle of the toilet and she found it on the edge of the seat, then you know that that dam must have dripped out afterwards. But anything short of such a clear indication, she would still be Torah. So the Rana has like a little knetch of chumrah onto the Ramban, Rashba, Ramban, Raivin. So the Rana from the same school, but adds a little knetch of chumrah, that if you have such a strong indication that it's, that she's tummy, then she would still be tummy. So again, that's Shita number one. Shita number two is Tosos and the Rush. Tosos and the Rush assume that even the Fishitas Rabbi Yossi, if you have Tarti and the Reyes, if you have two factors working against you, then she's going to be Temeah. And then we have the Mordechai, quotes from Rutenberg, with Tut Stadim Lahachmir. Number one, he says, maybe the entire discussion of the Gemara applies to Rabbi Yossi as well. Meaning, we've been working with the assumption that the whole conversation of the Gemara is only within Shitas Rabbi Meir, but maybe not so. Maybe she's only Tahora if Maznakas, and Yosheves al Sasa Safal, Maznakas al Tocha Safal, Vinitzadam betocha Safal. But it doesn't matter if she's sitting or standing. Meaning, the only difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is that Rabbi Meir cares if you're sitting or standing, and Rabbi Yossi also doesn't make a difference if you're sitting or standing. But maybe all the other details of the Gemara are even within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. It's just Rabbi Yossi doesn't think standing or sitting is going to matter. He's going to be more makil in that regard, that you even have kulas if you're standing up. And then the second thing that Mordechai quotes from Maram Rutenberg, and all of the Rishonim quote this from Rabbeinu Chananel, it's Rabbeinu Chananel, it's just Maram Rutenberg happens to be one of the few Rishonim who actually accepts Rabbeinu Chananel halacha, and Rabbeinu Chananel learns that it's true that we're saying Rabbi Yossi is mitaher, but when Rabbi Yossi is mitaher, it means mitaher midol raisa. But still, Tami Mishum Kesem, because there's a Gemara in Daf Yadalit that seems to associate Rabbi Yossi there with Rabbi Yossi here about an eight chain of Baduk. We're not going to rehash the whole thing, but based on a Sugya Daf Yadalit, that's when you learn Shas, you can't just learn one Daf of Gemara, you have to learn all the Daf of Gemara and see how they all fit together, and that's the best way to make the Shas work out, is if you assume, like Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, that even Rabbi Yossi, who is Mitaher, is really Mitame, just Mitame Mishum Kesem, which is, you know, take a step back for a moment. That's a bit of a funny thing, because when we started the siman, we said, oh, we already discussed summon. We already discussed all the dinim derabbanan. But now we need to figure out if a woman is going to the bathroom, is there a chashash da'oraisa? Is there a chashash of tumah mida'oraisa? And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who is, you know, the tzad to be machmir, it's not a tzad to be machmir mida'oraisa. It's a tzad to be machmir mida'rabbanan. So, the premise of our whole discussion is sort of upended by Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. The premise of our whole discussion is that Sim Kutzad Yalk moves us from the arena of Derabanan, which was Kutzadi, to the arena of Doraisa, where there's Dam and Amakar and Mas Kargasha and this and that. But now Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, we pass it to Rabbi Yossi. There's no Doraisa here. It's Tameh Midrabanan. It has a din of a Kesem, which we're going to then have to have that discussion. If anyone actually passes like Rabbeinu Chananel, which obviously they do, so we'll get to it, but if anyone actually passes like Rabbeinu Chananel, we're then going to have that discussion. Well, wait a second. Even Rabbeinu Chananel is only machmir that it's a kesem, and therefore what? You should have all the kulas of kesem, including Tav Hashem HaKabal Tumma. That's a huge one. Tav Hashem HaKabal Tumma. We're talking about finding blood on a toilet seat, in the toilet water, all of these things, l'chora, are at least possibly a Dav Shein HaMakabal Tumma. So we're going to have to figure out, and what about Pachas Mika Gris? Meaning, if we're going to be machmir, like Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not as big a chumra as it sounds like, it would seem. So we're going to have to see what the Achronim have to say about that. But let's first go through the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. So now that we know what the shitos are in Rishonim, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Mechaber, he isha shishtina mayim v'yatzadam in mei ragleha. Blood comes out with mei raglein. Bein shishtina v'yomedes. Bein shishtina v'yosheves. Harei zot tahora. V'afilu ergisha gufo v'nizdaza in chosheshes shargoshas mei ragleihizu. That you don't have to worry about anything. She's tahora, even if she has argasha, it's just like argasha meiglayim. Shein meiglayim in a cheder v'dam ze damaku. The meiglayim doesn't come from the makar; it comes, it comes from a different place in the body. And this dam is damaka, either bechalocheles or bekulia. It's either a damaka in the chalocheles or the kulia. Kulia is a kidney. What's chalocheles? So that's a little bit of a funny thing, because that's the anus, and there's no way it came from the anus. So that's why on the side of my shulchan aruch, I assume it's in every shulchan aruch, says Pirush b'mei she'ashasan overesba, that it says it's the urinary tract. So he's using that. He's using the term improperly. I mean, he means the urinary tract. He doesn't mean that it's going to come from the anus. That's a different. You know, that's like saying maybe she had a nosebleed. What are you talking about? It would be in the urine if she had a nosebleed, right? It's a different. It's a different orifice of the body. So anyway, so the Mechaber, open and shut case. You know, if you're Svartic, you know, you get the day off today, right? You pay Paschal like the Rambam, and that's the end of the story. We Paschal like the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Raivin, and the Rashba, that no shaili could always be making on blood in the urine, because we Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. End of story. What if the blood is found al sfas hasafal? So the Beis Yosef says, yeah, the Rambam, the Rashba, they're maker, even when it's found al sfas hasafal. However, remember we saw there was a knetch on the Rambam and the Rashba, and that was Shitas Haran. Right? The Ran says, you know, if it's really, really strong indication that the blood came after the urinating was over, then you'd have to be machmir. So the Chazanish in Simin Sadi, Sifkat Beis, points out that it's difficult to be maker like the Rambam and the Rashba, the Rai and the Ramban. It's difficult to even read that necessarily into the words. It's more logical to assume that she's Tamei if it's found on Sfas HaSafal, because the Dam that's on Sfas HaSafal is a strong indication that it came after the Meiraglayim. And the Chaznish says we should be a bit more Machmir than the Chaber, we should pass on like the Ran, that on Sfas HaSafal she's Tamei. Good, so we said we had four or five different Shitas we've shown him. So far, two have been represented, right? You have the Machaber representing the most Mikkel Shita. Chaznish adds, yeah, but do like the Ran, meaning if you find it on Sfas HaSafal, so then maybe you should assume like the Ran Lechumra. Okay, good. Before we move on to the next Shita, how does the Machaber know that that's true even if Hirgisha? Right? The Machaber says, and even if she had Argasha, I don't care about the Argasha, it's Argasha's Meiraglayim. So the Rambam in Parakei Halacha Yud Zayin says, and Magnish explains that it's based on a Rambam, based on the Gemara in Nun Zayin and Beis, that when the Gemara assumes that Shmuel's statement of Bodka Karka Olam V'yashva Aleha U'motza Aleha Dam Tahora, right, that when a woman looks at Karka Olam and there's nothing on it, and then she sits and then she stands and so she sees Dam, that she's Tahora, that it means even Midrabanan. So the Gemara assumes that initially at least, that means she's Torah the Gamri, she's even Torah Midrabanan. And the Gemara asks from our Mishnah about Asa Tzrachah, V'Asa Dam, Reb Meir Roman, Reb Medes Mevi, Moshev is Torah. So it can't be talking in a case with a Hargasha, because then why would Yosheves be Tahora? So it must be that there was no Hargasha, and still Omedes is Tameya, right? So the Gemara asks that on Shmuel. And I don't understand. How can you say that she is Tameya, that she is Tahora, even Midrabanan? Our Mishnah says that Meir is Metame, and apparently there's no Hargasha. So the Gemara answers, Liolam Argasha Ve'im Argasha's Meiraglayim. Right? The Gemara says, no, in our Mishnah, she did have Argasha. But it just could have been Argasha's Meiraglayim. So the Rambam understood that even with a Hargasha, when there's Meiraglayim in the picture, you don't have to worry about the Hargasha. However, in the Makar Mayim Chaim, he points out that the Maskana, the Gemara says, Shmuel was Metame Midrabanan. Meaning, when Shmuel was Metaher, Batka Karkolam, and Yashvala, and Matzadam, when Shmuel said Tar, he didn't really mean Tar. He meant Tar on the Tarais level. Which is Tamei Midrabanan, which would mean that there's nothing forcing us to interpret our Mishnah to be a case of Argasha, to be a case where there was Argasha. The whole reason we wanted to assume that our Mishnah is a case of Argasha was in trying to figure out why Shmuel was Metaher. But if Shmuel was not really Metaher, it was Metamei, so then maybe there's no Hechrich. So the Makor Mayim Chaim suggests that the Mishnah must be talking about that she had Argasha. Why? Because the Ran explains Shitas Reb Meir to be based on just a moment, to be based on Cheshin L'miyuta. But he would only be Choshesh L'miyuta on a Din D'Oraisa. I mean, Reb Meir is being Choshesh that the Dam that you find together with the Meir Aglayim is Dam in a Makar. Nah, it's usually not the case. Usually Dam with Meir Aglayim is going to be Dam from the kidneys or from the urinary tract or something like that. So the fact that you're going to be Choshesh for Miyuta, it doesn't make sense to be Choshesh Miyuta on a D'Oraisa, must be on a D'Rabban, it must be a D'Oraisa. Because generally we'd be making a lot of drabban even with the suffix ashakul, and therefore says the Makor Mayim Chaim, Vadai Mayri de Hirgisha, Dika Chshash Daraisa. We have to be talking about a case where there's Argasha, so there's at least a Chshash Daraisa. Umela Rabbi Yossi Mitar Bechalinian, and Rabbi Yossi still Mitar. Ulachi Paskaram, Shukurar Kach Sugya, Belonit Kavil Maskana Me'alacha. And he says, and that's why, even though that sugya seems like it was nidchala halacha at the end when we said that Shmuel is mitam mishum kasem, it's not really nidchala halacha, because our Mishnah, meaning that element of the sugya is not nidchala halacha, the assumption that the sugya makes, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where she even had Hargasha, that's still true. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where she even had a Hargasha. Okay, so now, Okay, so far we saw Shitas HaRambam, Rashi, Ramban, Ravid, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You can be Mekel across the board. Chazanish throws in a little bit of, but don't be totally Mekel. Yeah, okay, fine. Now we move on to the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, de'en lahatira ela b'yosheves v'hishtina. That you're only going to be Mekel if she sits and she's mashtin, avu ba'omedes, but if she's standing, im maklachas l'tocha safal v'nimtza sham dam tahora, if she's streaming into the toilet bowl and that's where you find the dam, she's tahora, avlim shosesin al spasa safal v'nimtza sham dam tameya. But if you find on the it's dripping on the edge of the toilet, then she's going to be tameya. Dahol v'amakom tsar chosul makom mivin dam. Because we're talking about a case where she is omedes, and since when she's omedes, it's makom tsar, we assume that it goes back and it gets some dam. So if she's standing and it's dripping, she's tameya. If she's sitting, tahora. If she's standing and it's streaming, tahora. If she's standing and it's dripping, then she is tameya. Meaning to say, tarti l'reya, so when you have two factors working against you, namely that she's standing and that it is only dripping, we're going to be machmir. And that is shitas HaRash and Tosfos, right? In case you forget, the Bira Gra points it out, right? That's Shitas HaTosfos veHarash. Now, Achronim are bothered by the Lashon of Im Maklachas L'Toch HaSafel, of Mshosin and HaSfas HaSafel. I mean, L'Chora, it's really depending on whether it's streaming or dripping. It's not really about Toch HaSafel and Sfas HaSafel. So it has nothing to do with where the Dam ends up, L'Chora. Meaning the Shitas HaTosfos and the Rash is about, is it streaming or is it dripping? So the Taz just points out that Orcha Demel Sinakai, that when she's maklachas, then her legs are spread far apart, which allows the dam to go into the bowl. But when she's shosasas, when she's just dripping, then her legs are together and the dam would end up on the toilet seat. So again, so this is shita number two, right? That tarti l'reyasa, we're going to be machmir. It's just that, so we're not makel across the board like the Rambam and all those others. But tarti l'reyasa, we're going to be machmir. But the Shulchan says, and what if you're not sure if you have tarti l'reyasa? But the Shulchan and the Biurim has a discussion whether this sheet is going to treat a suffix tarti l'reyasa. What does it mean, suffix tarti l'reyasa? She doesn't know if the blood came out while she was being mznakas or after when it was just dripping. So is that a tarti l'reyasa? Or can you say, now we can be makel, meaning that you're only going to be machmir when you know for sure that you have a tarti l'reyasa. But when you can put a bit of suffix into any of the factors, then you can be makel. Okay, so you look at the Badei Shulchan, we definitely don't pass on that sheet anyway. So comes along the third sheet, the Rama's other Yeshom. The Yeshom, says the Rama. So again, so now we have represented the sheet of the majority of Rishonim, that's the Mechaber. We have the sheet of the Ram represented by the Chazanish, right? We have the sheet of Tosus and the Rush represented by the first Yeshomrim in Rama. Comes along the Rama, the Yeshomrim. If she's standing, end of story, she's Temeya. If she's sitting, she still might be Temeya. The only way she's going to be Torah is if you find the dam in the Safal. Meaning, what do you mean? Don't we pass on from Yossi? This opinion holds that even Chadal Reyesa, either standing or shosasas, is reason to be machmir, and we're only makil when you have everything working in your favor. That is shitas Rabbeinu Chanan, right? That's shitas Rabbeinu Chanan. So the Rama is machriya like Rabbeinu Chanan. He says v'hachi nahu, which means you can only be makil when you have everything pointing lahakel, which means practically you're always going to be machmir, right? According to this view of the Rama. The Shach says that, of course, we paskin this way. Now, again, like we mentioned last time, we would go through this, so you're going to say, Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, Ravid. Okay, I'm going to go with that one. At least Tosos and the Rush. Who's Rabbeinu Chananel? You know, he's little letters on the side of the Gemara sometimes. But that's not the way he was viewed by the Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim. If you look in the Shach, the Shach says, of course we pass on Rabbeinu Chananel. First of all, the sugyas fit much better according to Rabbeinu Chananel because you fit with the Gemara and Daf Yudalit. And second of all, Shekol Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. The one thing we know about Rabbeinu Chananel is called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. So he's the most powerful of all the Rishonim. So the Shach points out, yeah, we're machmir like Rabbi Elchanan, but this is midinei ksav, right? It's not tuma midaraisa, right? I mean, Rabbi Elchanan, who was machmir, how did he pull off such a trick to be machmir when the Gemara says we pass on like Rabbi Yossi who's mitayer? Oh, mitayer just meant midaraisa, but it's still mitame midinei ksav, it's still mitame midrabanan. So now we have to question, okay, I want to be machmir like Rabbi Elchanan because Rabbah told me I have to. So I don't want to be, I have to, right? So can I apply Pachsman Grisva? Can I apply Damashim Mekabal Tuma? So, and then I have to start analyzing, is a toilet Mekabal Tuma? Is a toilet water Mekabal Tuma? Is urine Mekabal Tuma? So let's start with Pachsman Grisva. That's a simpler conversation, right? What if a woman sees Dam in the toilet, or on the toilet bowl, let's say, right? And she doesn't know, there's Nakas, Meklachas, whatever. Let's assume she doesn't have all three things working in her favor. So she sees some Dam when she urinates. Do we assume, but she says it was smaller than a penny. She says it was just a drop, just a drop. So she uses the term just a drop, you know, smaller than a penny.
It's like dispersed into the water now? Like
yeah, sometimes it'll be like a, right? Meaning it doesn't necessarily color all the water in the toilet. It's not like dropping food coloring. It has a different consistency, so sometimes it'll do that. So can you be mekel with Paksumit Grisva Od? So even though generally with some we're mekel Paksumit Grisva Od, the Shach and the Gra seem to assume not over here. Because why would we make Paksumit Grisva Od? Because of the Chashash Macholas. Macholas doesn't get into urine. Macholas won't get into the urine. So it was never, you never have a, no chance of Macholas. Comes along the Miltzach and says, I don't care if you have a tli of Macholas. One of the kulas of Ksamim is, Pachsum with Grisvod is not a kesem. So mainly, you have no problem. Right? Meaning, how many nafkaminas we have to? Was this one of them? I don't know, was this on the list? So we've got to go keep going back to that list and adding to the list, right? It'll be, we'll have a bechina with one question. List every nafkamina for, you know, nachakim, whether hopefully Grisod is a tliya or it's just, you know, it didn't shir kasa. Okay. Okay, so that's as far as Pachsumi Grisvaon. So you have this machlokas gedolei achron, whether you can be mekel Pachsumi Grisvaon. If you can, huge kuma, okay? What about the fact that it's Damashed Mekabal Tumah? So if we could be making on that, it's an even bigger kula, because it's always on the Damashed Mekabal Tumah, right? Meaning it's always on the toilet bowl or the toilet water. So can are those things, ain't a Mekabal Tumah, can we be making like that? Now, our toilets are not Mekabal Tumah, and it could be that, because they're Mekabal Karka, and it could be that the whole reason the Rambam was Machmir, because the toilets in Krakow and the toilets in Bavel and Sunan Pumbedisa were just like a pot. They were a bucket. So a bucket is a Mekabal Tumah. But once you have indoor plumbing, like you have nowadays, right, so then maybe this whole sin could just be erased, right? And you don't have to worry about any of it. Even though the Ramah is Machmir like Rabbi Nechanan, but Rabbi Nechanan is only meeting Ksamen. So a toilet bowl is not going to be Mekabal Tumah. So unlike the toilets of Chazal and the Ramah, our toilets are Mechubu Lekarka. So the Sidrei Tara writes that she is in fact Tahor if it's found on Sunday, it's not Mekabal Tumah. However, we're going to see soon the Prideya in his Sifsei Levi is Machmir based on the Alter Rebbe and based on the Nedev Yehuda, because this is, what the Prideya is going to tie it is that over here there's Chashash Hargasha. So even though it's only in the time of Mishum Kesem, it's not like there are two levels. There's Nidadar Raisa and there's Ksamim. There's Nidadar Raisa, there's Ksamim, and then in between there's Ksamim with the Chashash Hargasha. There's Ksamim with a likely chance of Hargasha, because there was Hargasha's Meraglayim. So it's still only a Kesem, it's not Tamim Midar Raisa, but it's Ksamim with Chashash Hargasha. And maybe Ksamim with Chashash Hargasha don't have all of the clues of Ksamim.
Even with the cool of Mishum of the Karka, if the dam is found on the toilet seat, would the toilet seat itself really be considered Mishum of the Karka? Like it's the flap that goes up and down.
Yeah, but it's still attached, right? Once the screws are off.
Because it's
excluded. Yeah, once it's screwed in, that's called Mechubil Karka, right? It's got to be all halach, it's got to be all Shabbos, everything. Right? That would be, being most of all opinion, right? If your toilet seat comes loose on Shabbos, you're not allowed to screw it back in. Yeah. So the problem with saying that water is not mekabel tuma is that there's a mishnah in Machshirim, in the fourth part of Machshirim, that says that mayim is mekabel tuma. So this is discussed by the Gedolei Achronim. Is mayim mekabel tuma or not mekabel tuma? So the Yeshus Yaakov in Kufzad Yalav, Nidra Maschul B'chidushay Amarti, quotes in Gemara Nazir Sabah Kimel and Beis, where the Gemara says, Safa, that if something is floating on the water, Eina Metam Elin Yisharet, the time is Safik Tumut Safa, Bein Bekelem, Bein Bekarka Tahora, Rav Shimon Bekelem Temeya Bekarka Tahora, that Tumah Al Gabe Amayim, Safik Tumah Al Gabe Amayim is Tahor. And the Yeshus Yaakov explains that if she finds blood in the toilet on the water, there's not even Tumas Ksamim, because the entire issue is a Safek, and the Gemara says that Safek Tumah that's floating on water is Tahor. So Yeshus Yaakov says, look, I know there's a Mishnah in Machshirim that says that Mayim is Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, if Mayim is Mekabel Tumah, you don't have the Heter of Kesem, that it's fine, but you have another Heter. That the Gemara Nazir says that if you have Tumah, that's Safik Tumah Tzafa Al Pnei Amayim, you can be Mekel on Safik Tumah Tzafa Al Pnei Amayim, a separate din called Tzafa Al Pnei Amayim. That would mean that Rabbi Yochanan's whole Chumrah was never meant for when it's on the water. Right? Meaning it was only when it was in the bucket or on the edge of the bucket, right? Whatever she was urinating into. But not that they pre-filled the bucket with water, like our toilet bowls are pre-filled with water. Right? Like are porta potties pre-filled with water? I haven't used the porta potties.
Not water though.
No, I'm saying some liquid.
Some
unidentifiable pre-filled by the guy that went before you. So I don't know. On the plane, no water, right? So let's say, what they were talking about was like a plane toilet bowl or something like that, right? Where there's no water inside. But once there's water, says the Yeshus Yaakov, you have a separate din called Safik Tumah Tzafal Pnei Amayim. And our whole case is Safik Tumah. The Gemara knows he was talking about Tumas Sharet, so it's not about Tumas Nida, so it's a little bit difficult to apply that Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeah.
Also, like, do we assume that blood floats on water?
Sometimes
it does. Or can it go?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a silly question, but would a toilet on an airplane have a different
level of carbon? It's not a silly question, it's a great question. It's a question whether, right, the airplane is one giant kli. But it's a kli abad b'mida, but the reason kli abad b'mida is not mekabel tumah is considered mekabel karka is because it can't move. And it's not metal to molly v'reikam, but an airplane's whole mahus is to be metal to molly v'reikam. So I don't know enough about the metal, right? Just
someone
else
had this in the
Q&A.
He said that one of his questioners
What did he say in the end?
He said that she ended up becoming
Hadidah. Yeah, yeah, he said he didn't have to paskin. So well, what would he paskin if he had to paskin? It didn't help us. What?
He said he couldn't pop, he said call me back in a couple of hours.
Right, I remember. And then by then she already got her period. So if you ever get the shayla, just say, "Wow, it's a tough connection, I can't hear you." And then hope she becomes an Ida. Eventually she'll become an Ida. You push her up enough weeks and eventually she'll be an Ida. That's not a mahalik, obviously. We have to figure it out. I don't know. I've never been asked the shayla about that. I don't think I was. If I was, I asked Rabbi Willig. I don't remember what he said. I asked Rabbi Willig this morning. It's nothing to do with Nida, but a woman texted me this morning that she put on Facebook that she's trying to give away an old piano that she has, and she just, anyone who's willing to pick it up from her house can take it. So someone responded, "Oh, awesome, my church needs a new piano." She's like, "What do I do now?" So Rabbi Willig was like, no good. Okay. So we said that the water lechora is a discussion whether it's mekabel tumah. Sometimes Rabbi Sablovsky writes, and Rabbi Willig calls water is not mekabel tumah, and there's room to be made on that alone, that it's a kesem al davshen mekabel tumah if you find it on the water. Okay, but what about the meir raglayim itself? Is the meir raglayim itself mekabel tumah or not? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochun Parak Yud Halacha Beis holds that meir raglayim are mekabel tumah. Rabbi Cheskel Roth just passed away not that long ago. Was it COVID? I think he died of COVID during COVID. I don't remember. He was a dying in Sodom. He's the one that they said that joke about where where his driver stopped at a red light, and he said, "Why aren't you going?" And the guy said, "The light is red." He said, "Ah, that's not red," you know, because he was a big major in Ochos Mida. He's the one that Yechezkel. So Yechezkel brought the Lechemoni Simon Tess says that even though Shitas HaRambam is that Meiraglayim or Mekabel Tuma, the Rambam holds that blood in Meiraglayim is tar anyway. You know, Yechezkel says the Mechar Pasul like the Rambam is Rabbi Yossi man, right? The Rambam is Rabbi. The Rambam is Rambam Rashbar Ramban Ravid, right? Meaning our major Shitos and Rishonim that the Mechar Pasul like hold that this whole issue is not an issue to begin with. So what? Because the Rambam Paskins that Meir Aglayim are Mekabel Tuma, you're going to start bothering me that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that it's a Kesem. And if Rabbeinu Chananel holds that it's a Kesem, so now I have to worry that it's found on a Dover on Mekabel Tuma. The Rambam holds it's nothing. Rabbi Yossi Mitar Legambi, Beimi Daraisa, Beimi Darabana. So if you want to satisfy the Rambam, you've already satisfied him anyway. you can't do that, right? Meaning... Rav Asher Weiss uses the expression when Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles once asked him a similar type of, trying to take the person rather than the, rather than the halachic argument and stuff. And Rav Asher Weiss said, "V'chishito selu yardu kruchen min hashamayim." Right? They came down min hashamayim. That these two shitos are bound. You can't say I pass like the Rambam here and Rabbeinu Chananel over there. Meaning. It could be that we normally pass like the Rambam, we pass like the Rambam about Meir Aglayim. And it could be, and we know that the Rambam paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel over here. So Meichi Tesi, that you have to satisfy the people. You don't satisfy the people, you satisfy the Shitas. Right? So, unless it's a Lishitasam, unless in some way that they're logically connected. So it's hard to say that, you wouldn't say, Kruchen Yardu Shitas Elim in HaShemayim. That's a difficult argument to make. Now, the Sidrei Tara, in this, this monstrous Sidrei Tara in Kutzadi, in Osadi Gimel, it says urine is Mekabel Tuma, and that's why we're Machmir when you have Dam Ba'ashtana, when you have Dam in the urine. But if you can find a case where Dam is found on the Dam Sheva Mekabel Tuma, together with urine, then you can be Maker. Like Dam Bitsova, let's say. Then you can be Maker. Now, all of Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph is L'chora, says the Sidrei Tara, only when it's found on the Davar Mekabel Tuma. But if the urine and the dam are found on the Davar Sheina Mekabel Tuma, then you can be made. Right? Meaning, if it was just on the urine, say Nechinami, but it's always on something else that's Sheina Mekabel Tuma, and therefore you're always going to have room to be made. However, the Avnei Nezer and many of the other Achronim say that the Sidrei Tara is not correct. The halacha of dam bahashtana involves a chashash hargasha, and if it involves a chashash hargasha, we can't apply the normal kulos of ksan, right? That's what the predeya said. So you could be mekel with dam in a toilet because it's mechubal karka, but the Avnei Nezer says you can't be mekel. I mean, the Sidrei Tara thought you can, but the Avnei Nezer says you can't because einu mekabel tuma doesn't help you over here. The only way to be mekel would be to separate it from the hashtana by a period of time to turn it into a kasan. The only way to be made was to say that the urine happened at a certain time, and then a certain time later she found the dam. That would be the only way you could be made, says the Avnei Nezer. And that's what the predeya we quoted before, in based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Kuf Tzadi, that it has the status of a kesem, but you, even though it has the status of a kesem, you can't be made in the Davar Sheina Mekabel Tuma because there's a drawer of the Tuma D'Oraisa. There's like this connection to Tuma D'Oraisa, because there's a possibility of Argish of Alav Adaita. Nafkamina, in it being Metavish and Kesem, is that Moch Tachuk won't be Mak even if there's a one day Re'iyah. Let me back up for a second on that. Meaning, if you're going to be a Predeya person, right, you're going to be an Avnei Nezer person, and you're going to say, I know that the Rabbeinu Chananel says it's a Kesem, you just don't have any of the coolers of Ksan. What good did it do for me to tell me that it's a kesem? Rabbi Yossi should have just shouted from the rooftops that the whole thing is Tamei Midaraisa. He might as well have not showed up to the base marriage that day and said, I'm a Rabbi Meir, because I agree with Rabbi Meir anyway, that everything's going to be Tamei Midaraisa. What does it help to tell me that it's a kesem if you're not going to have any of the kulas of ksanim? The whole kunz of kesem is that you have kulas of ksanim. So the nafkamina is that the halacha is, let's say a woman is in the middle, we'll learn about this later, a woman is in the middle of her Shiva Nikim, right? And then she, let's say a woman sees a kesem, becomes tamei, right, from the kesem. And she doesn't have siktara, and she counts shevet nekiyim. But she didn't do a moch dachuk. She didn't do a moch dachuk. What's a moch dachuk? So for those who haven't learned chasm classes yet, moch dachuk means that after doing a bedika, before counting her 7 clean days, she has to also stick another cloth inside of herself and leave it there for the duration of bin hashmashos, and only then could she count the 7 clean days. Right. So let's say she didn't do a moch dachuk. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch about moch dachuk is the olam yelamid adam b'toch beso lahachmir lechachila. You know, you should try to tell your wife to be machmir lechachila to do a moch dachuk. Clearly, just a chumrah. But. That's assuming that a woman has a ri'as dam that lasts several days. She gets her period on Sunday, and she bleeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, she bleeds. So when she's finished bleeding, she does a hafzik tara, and if she doesn't do moch dachuk, it's fine, because it's only a chumra l'chadchila. I mean, she should, but if she doesn't, it's fine, right? However, on a one-day ri'iyah, when a woman has a one-day ri'as dam, let's say you have a woman who has an unusual cycle, or let's say she's on some sort of pill that changed her cycle, which is very common nowadays, where, you know, they advertise in the birth control, you won't get your period anymore. And what that means is your period will only last a few hours. You won't feel like you're getting your period anymore, but you'll get a period every month that will last a few hours. So she has one day ri'iyah. And on that one day ri'iyah, so she's ready to start counting her shiv nekiyim right away. So if she has a one-day ri'iyah and she wants to start counting her shivin nekiyim the next day, moch dachuk is ma'akim. You need to do a moch dachuk. Now, it never happens for us because we never start counting the shivin nekiyim the next day because we have to wait 5 days before you start counting the shivin nekiyim. The only time it could happen is if she has a ri'iyah during the shivin nekiyim. Right? If a woman, let's say, on day 3 of the shivin nekiyim, can't explain it, just got my period. Right? In the middle of the shivin nekiyim. So then, to restart her shivin nekiyim, moch dachuk is going to be ma'akim. But if she finds a kesem during the Shivin Nekiyim, moch dachuk is not ma'akiv. So none of the kulas of ksamim are going to apply, but that nafkamina would still apply. That if I'm, whatever, day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of her Shivin Nekiyim, she gets a flow of dam, moch dachuk is ma'akiv, if it's a one-day flow. But if day 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, whatever, one of the days of Shivin Nekiyim, day 1, day 7, whatever, any of the days of Shivin Nekiyim, she has a kesem, and she wants to restart her shivin nekiyim, she's not going to need a moch dachuk. So legabe that. So what if it's neither a kesem nor a flow? It's dam b'mei raglayim. Oh, so if you have that, now it's helpful to know that we pass in the Rabbeinu Chananel who's meigel, and even though you don't have the kula of davar shenu mekabel tuma, you at least don't need a moch dachuk. That's the whole nafkamina according to the Avinu Nezer. All right. Now the Sidre Tara then goes on to say that even though I'm a big mekel, says the Sidre Tara, and I think that if it's on the Dav Shem Mekabel Tuma, you can be mekel, Pats Mikris, all these things you can be mekel. But if you don't have any of those kulas, since Rabbeinu Chananel holds the only way she'd be tahora is if it's meklachas and it's nimtza only betocha safal, not al svas safal. You can't actually easily be mekel in such a case, because we're not really sure such bekiyim in knowing what the distinction is between meklachas and shosasas, right? Meaning, how forcefully does it have to come out for it to be not a drip but a stream? We're not, you know, it's hard to know. Or between svas safal and tocha safal, you know, it's hard for us to know where her body has to be positioned exactly in order for that to be dispositive. Meaning, if you're going to be machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't start chesed, says the Sidre Tara, that even Rabbeinu Chananel is makel if you have everything working in your favor, because you never know if you have everything working in your favor. So if you're going to be machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, you're going to be machmir. But again, the Sidre Tara at the end of the day was makel to at least use the kulas of ksamim, which is huge for us, because every time it's ever going to come up for us, we're going to have the kulas of ksamim. Mayim, Mechuber Lekarka, a toilet bowl, so we'll always have the kulas of ksamim. So there are lots and lots of tzadim lahakel. First of all, the Mechaber is totally mekel because Rov Rishonim in the simple reading of the Gemara is Mekula, and it could be that the Ramaz Yesh Omrims are just Yesh Omrims when he agrees Meikra Din with the Mechaber anyway. So I couldn't understand the Ramah that way. Second meaning, v'hachi nohug, but really the mechab is the ikar shita. And second of all, most people delay between urinating and finding the dam, and maybe the meraglayim is not mekabel tuma, the toilet is not mekabel tuma. And even according to Rabbeinu Chanan, el betocha safal yoshavus and maznakas would be okay if you have everything working in your favor. And often the woman will say, you'll ask her, was it red? It was pinkish. Okay, what's that? Is that red? Probably not. You know, often it wasn't really. There are lots and lots of sudden lahakel. Now, Rav Moshe has a big chumah, just a second. Rav Moshe has a big chumah. The Gemara is chashash that she'll bleed a bit before and a bit after. And that's Rabbeinu Chananel's chashash of kesed, that she'll bleed a little bit after. So if the blood will fall on a seat, it can be associated with a hargasha. So you have to be machmir even if it's mechubel lekarka. I mean, Rav Moshe is machmir, not like we're saying that you have all the kulas of ksamin, because says there's chashash hargasha over here. But again, our rabbeim are making on the shayla because it's really all dam bashtana. We're making on dam bashtana. This is just an interesting, just academically, just to start the whole thing is academic, I guess, because once we know that our rabbeim are making low. Simon is academic, but it's academic. Also, the Piskei Teshuva has a fascinating discussion in Sifkat and Beis, where he quotes his grandfather, the Panami Eros, who writes that an Isha Zekena, Shechadala Orach Kanashim, a postmenopausal woman, Yesh L'Tahir Dama Hanimtsa Be'is Asiyas Shecha Bo'omedas B'chol Rimu. Says that all these chumras go away if she's postmenopausal. But she saw Adam. Yeah, but you know. Where do you think it's from? Meaning it's not from the Makka. Upshita b'yoshev safil b'nizah b'emsa safil. Dafu dafu b'chmiri l'mikam el mishum kesem. V'kani kilu yosu. The whole thing is a chumah mishum kesem. So over here by post-menopause, it's not going to be machmer or kesem. V'im kein kal b'chomer, v'im kesem shechmiru tiru v'zikein or kal b'chomer, v'im zed l'kayil tvei. Fine. And he says, plus, you have the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ramban, everyone who's man, the Mechab, everyone's making. But says Piskei Teshuva, in the Sadi Tzorchi, in Mashkos, the Kesem Tiaru B'Zekena. He says, I just like lost him in that one point where he said, Zekena, there's no issue of Kesem. We don't find anywhere that a Zekena doesn't have a din of the Kesem. Reisim Kuf Sadi Siv Beis. Every once in a while you get a shadow like this. Right? Every once in a while you ask Rashi, say that there was like this anciently old woman at the mikvah. Like, I don't know what happened. Right? There was like, 70 year old woman. So every once in a while there's a shayla like this, it comes up, or like, whatever, a 60 year old has to go to the mikvah. Like, okay. You know, not that 60 is ancient, but old woman listened to the need to shear my mother, be insulted. you know, every once in a while you'll have such a shayla. Not so common. But, okay.
Regarding the color of the dam, why isn't there a possibility that the color got a little bit changed?
In the dying of the machine of rose, yeah. You have to look at what you see. So. Okay, then the Ramah just adds a few more things. It's a long Ramah, we're not going through the whole thing, but maybe just a couple of more points. The Ramah writes of l'minitza b'safel she'ish v'isha metilin shamayim torah b'chalinim, that if it's in a toilet bowl that's shared, they don't have his and hers restrooms, the husband and wife share the same bathroom, and they found the dam on the toilet that the husband also uses. So tara b'chalini, that's straight from the sugya because it's svek sveka because it might be from the man. The Tiferes Moshe says that doesn't work if she is omedes v'shosasas, if you have tarti l'reisa. But the Beis Yosef and all the later poskim all that works even in such a case, that then all bets are off. There is a discussion posting by the Ashulchan and Sukkot Chafal quotes over here. What if it's al Sfas HaSafo? Would that be more reason to be Machmir? Because men are typically not Shoseis. The man's not going to drip. The man is always going to be Maklachas. So it would never be al Sfas HaSafo for a man. This is assuming the man urinates sitting. Right? So the men, typically nowadays, if you find urine al Sfas HaSafo, it's from the man, it's not from the woman. So that's a discussion about the Ashul. The Chutshani, Rav Nissim Kralitz points out that if you flush in between, then you can't be told on the man, unless it's on part of the toilet that wouldn't necessarily be flushed when you flush, right? Different toilets have different sometimes like a little higher up on the toilet bowl, won't come by the flush. But again, our entire discussion about blood found in the urine, not just on the toilet seat, so it's hard to imagine being makel, you know, based on that. I mean, it always gets flushed. Pashtus is that in a public toilet, in this din of the Ramah, in a public toilet there's no room to be makel, because there are lots of different people that use it. And even though, even if they're all women, you know, so then you need to work out the details in the previous sibin of Shalosh Nashim and, you know, the mikvah lady at the end of the night, finding, you know, if there is a women's room on the airplane. So there isn't, but on the airplane, the Chori, you have that to be makel with. That a lot of people are using that toilet. You don't know what's being flushed and what's not. If a person hits the flusher hard enough, or, you know, if it's really, maybe the noise scares them and they just leave it or whatever. You know, I don't know. So you never, there's turbulence and they forgot. I don't know. So so probably you have, you know, with the dam on the airplane, probably that you have this point of the Ramah to be makel with. L'chori, at this point of the Ramah to be makel with. Right, so we can answer Rabbi Sadlovsky Shaila. We should answer Rabbi Sadlovsky. What he thinks about that? Right, but that is anyone keeping track of like things to ask Rabbi Sadlovsky next time? Someone should do that. What? Yeah, but he teaches an MTA, so. Does anyone have notes from the Rabbi Sadlovsky's Q&A? You do have it?
Matthew
does. Okay. Tell him. Okay. What? It's not off the answer speaker. Okay. Yeah, so Pashas, I would think you can be makel on the airplane, but just based on that. No, based on that.
Well, I feel like on an airplane, should be Odek is much more thoroughly than her own house, like just in terms of cleanliness, no?
She's Odek before she sits? Maybe. Maybe.
Like an airplane toilet? Like,
yeah.
Check
inside? Yeah, she's Odek is the toilet seat. She's Odek is inside the toilet? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Don't know. Okay, it's a psychology question. Comes along the Rama. The kol zeh nimtza dam b'mikre, aval isha shiregila liros dam b'mei regleu, margeshes ke'ev b'shosha metalos mayim, kigon achol isha korin harinvand, nirad yesh lahatir b'chol inya, deiki yadayim alich, sheyesh lamaka hamach, v'osa batalos mei regleu, if every single time she goes to the bathroom, she's in excruciating pain and she finds dam, that's probably not her period. That's something else. The Rama will soon reject that opinion, but it's based on the idea that the entire chashash of the urine going back up and getting dam and amat is only a chashash. It's meaning it's not by any means certain, it's a chashash. So there's a counterindication called pain that assumes that it's a dam maka. In the Kudus of Chesed in Simon Kuf Bei Zayin Sif Hei, he points out that even though we would normally need a makah hayadua shemotzi dam for a woman that doesn't have a vessel, a ke'ev is more powerful than a makah. Meaning, if she has a makah, you see that there's some sort of scab or something, some sort of wound, you need a makah hayadua shemotzi dam. But over here, it's a ke'ev, and maybe that's even stronger than a makah, and it's more obvious that the blood is associated with the pain that she feels while she's urinating. The gra over here, in Siv Katan Vav, refers you to Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch over there says that if a woman checks herself and feels pain in a particular place, and she applies, you know, when she applies pressure to a certain spot, let's say on the vaginal wall, and it's ouch, when she applies pressure, it hurts her a little bit, even if there's no dam that comes up on the cloth that she presses with, so it's, we can assume there's a maka on that side, even without any dam. So the Gra says, that's exactly what's happening over here with this Ramah. Meaning every time she urinates, the urine is applying pressure to the maka. So mali, whether she takes a cloth and applies pressure with her finger on the cloth to the maka and she feels pain, versus the urine coming through applies the pressure, and that's what causes her to feel the pain. Either way, she feels pain when it's applied to the maka. So that would work even without a doctor identifying it as a maka. You know that there's a maka. Pain, cave, makes it a maka. However, the Rama says it's only mutzav nisha sheyesh la vesas. The Shach challenges and explains that he means to say that we can only be mekel if she only sees dam when she urinates. But if she sees dam even when she doesn't urinate, then we can't be mekel. But then the Rama says, but there's a way to tell. You could just do a bedika. All you got to do is she's got to plug herself up all the way up to the uterus and urinate, and see if the urine bypasses the cloth that she plugs herself up with, and then reach all the way up and pull the cloth out and see if the cloth is clean and the urine had bypassed it and brought dam anyway, so you know that the urine didn't go back up to the bakar to get the dam, so then you know that it's not dam in a bakar. The Dagmar Vav explains that she has a vessel for the urine to go up and bring blood, and the bedikah shows that this urine isn't bringing the blood. And if the mok comes out clean, it seems that it proves that the blood is dam makar and not dam in a makar. So, do we do this bedikah today? No. First of all, it's not necessary, because we're anyway mekel, meaning we're anyway mekel like Rabbeinu Chananel. We're mach, even though we're mach like Rabbeinu Chananel, we hold that Rabbeinu Chananel is only tamish and kesem, it has all the dinim of a regular kesem, like the Sidrei Tara, not like the Prideya and the Alter Rebbe and the Avni Nezer, but like the Sidrei Tara, that it's only a regular kesem, it's always on the Dom Shein and the Kabbal Tumah. So we're always going to be mekel. What happens if a woman, every time she urinates, she feels excruciating pain and there's always dam there? Go to a doctor. She doesn't have a need the problem, she has a medical problem, right? Mm-hmm. So then she would go to a doctor to deal with that problem. Okay, that is it for Kuftzad Yal. The Bechina will be on Monday, right? Monday, okay. I'm going to try to make a multiple choice. To make it easier on the grade. But multiple choice, and I'll leave a line or two that you could explain what the real answer is in case you don't see the real answer there or it's confusing or whatever, and that way if you get it wrong when Matthew's grading it, he could see if what you wrote makes sense. If you get it right, then he doesn't have to read what you wrote. If you get it wrong, you know, he could, right? That's a good thought, right? Okay, so that's what I think I'm going to do. Okay, now all I need is time to write a bechina. Okay.